With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Explosions in Israel on Thursday.
Israeli police have reported a series of explosions on three buses in central Israel in what they said appeared to be a militant attack. No injuries were reported. Police rushed forces to the scene in Bat Yam, a Tel Aviv suburb, as they searched for suspects. Bomb disposal searched buses and trains nationwide for additional bombs. A police spokesperson told local TV that explosives were found on two other buses. The mayor of Bat Yam says it's a miracle no one was hurt. He says the buses had finished their routes and were in a parking lot. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military says the remains of two child hostages have been identified, but another body released by terror group Hamas was not the boy's mother, nor any other hostage. Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President J.D. Vance kicked off this year's Conservative Political Action Conference with a speech to the conservative crowd in National Harbor, Maryland. Details from Bernie Bennett.
The annual conference, which traditionally has brought together different factions of the Republican Party, has become increasingly aligned with President Trump's MAGA wing. The vice president touted the Trump administration's success in its first month of restoring, quote, safety and prosperity to the American people, which he said is the president's fundamental goal.
The fundamental goal is we want your children and grandchildren to be able to raise a family in security and comfort in the country that we all love. That is the whole goal of President Trump's agenda.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Hyundai Motor Company and Kia plan to boost American automobile production in an effort to avoid President Trump's planned 25% auto tariff. Both automakers aim to increase domestic production of vehicles by 70% with the use of a plant in Georgia, which will open in March. This is SRN News. Trouble brewing at Wheaton College.
The celebrated Christian school, which numbers Billy Graham amongst its graduates, is being accused of drifting into liberalism by a growing body of alumni, students, and families. 1,000 of them have signed a letter demanding new leadership at Wheaton, pointing out the, quote, centering of race and the elevation of voices who promote unbiblical pedagogies, as well as the uncritical appropriation of LGBT terminology. The signatories say they'll quit supporting Wheaton if nothing changes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has permanently blocked an Ohio law that would have required the bodies of aborted babies be cremated or buried. The decision by Hamilton County Judge Allison Hathaway came in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics and the ACLU. The judge found that the 2020 law violates a 2023 amendment that enshrined abortion in the Ohio Constitution. This is SRN News. Kash Patel is confirmed to serve as director of the FBI. Bob Agnew reports.
By a vote of 51-49, Patel was confirmed and inherits an agency in turmoil after what critics say was a weaponization of the FBI under President Biden. Patel, a noted Trump loyalist, is expected to demand accountability for any who violated the law in pursuit of Donald Trump or his supporters. He's also expected to reduce the FBI's footprint in D.C. and return to its traditional law enforcement role, tracking down criminals nationwide. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal judge says President Trump's mass firings of government employees can continue. This after multiple labor unions filed a lawsuit. Thursday, the judge denied the bid, saying the federal court was not the appropriate avenue for the lawsuit. The Trump administration is ending the temporary protected status of Haitians. Back in June, Joe Biden announced that Haitians would receive temporary protections. More details at SRNnews.com.